What is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to another episode of Swoop Luke. Let's talk about that amazing miracle come from behind win on Anzac Day. Let's get into it. So before we get into it, episode is sponsored by Footy Live. Again, not getting any payment or anything for this. I just absolutely love the app and I love that they're teaming up with me for the rest of the footy season. So make sure you check it out. Links down below. Oh my God. I can't get over it. I'm still riding this high. I'm a little bit confused. I'm a mixed bunch of emotions right now. It was just an incredible day of football. So let's talk about it from a neutral perspective right now, right? Anzac Day, the biggest home and away game of the season, just for the not only the spectacle, but just what it means to the Australian and New Zealand Army Corporation, obviously Anzac. And just what the day means to soldiers, past, present, and future, obviously. I love what Collingwood and Essendon have done. And, you know, you can ask any other supporter from any of the other 16 clubs that don't participate on this exact day. They'd be envious, they'd be jealous, and they'd be appreciative of what we have, Collingwood and Essendon, have been able to achieve and everything that we've been able to do. Now, 95,000 people, right, watched yesterday's game. So that is the second highest crowd, home and away crowd, in history since I think it was a Collingwood and Melbourne game, 1958 or something like that, but years ago, right? But it is the biggest Anzac Day crowd, beating the original Anzac Day crowd of 94,000. So 95,000 people witnessed one of the biggest Collingwood comebacks. I think it was ranked second of Collingwood comebacks, definitely in the top five, from a three-quarter time deficit. Incredible. It was, man, I'm still lost for words, you know, posting all about it on Instagram and Twitter and stuff like that, but I'm still lost for words as to what happened. It was one of those games where we had, you know, I know we were sitting third and stuff, but when you look at it, we sort of had our backs to the wall. No ruckman going up against Draper and Phillips, who have just monstered the competition. That's why, pretty much why they're sitting or were sitting second on the ladder with 4-1, you know, win line. And, you know, we don't have Dan McStay. Mason Cox isn't floating in the forward line. We're missing a couple of players. So, and Taylor Adams, of course, Nathan Murphy. So it was very back-to-the-wall performance. And that's not taking anything away from Essendon. They've been very good this season. But for me personally, you just go into this game, you think it's either going to blow out or it's going to be a really, really close game. And it started off really well. Really well for Essendon, really. You know, they kicked the first couple of goals, then Jordan Dugowie kicks that goal at the end of the first quarter that we absolutely needed, of course. It was our only goal for that first quarter. Then we started pegging them back. We, you know, Jack Ginnivan kicks one. He loves kicking it on Anzac Day. Scott Pendlebury kicks one as well. But then Essendon sort of come from nowhere and they restrict us. They tighten the noose almost, and they're just putting on goals. And by three-quarter time, we're down by like five goals. And I remember turning to Dad, and you'll see much of it on the vlog as well, but I just remember turning to Dad and being like, we need six goals to win here. We need six. That's insane. It's almost unheard of. And I know that we're the never say die pies, and I knew we were going to fight right until the final siren because that's what we do. But it was just, we needed six goals, and we needed a miracle. And we absolutely got a miracle. We came from the clouds, kicked seven goals in that last quarter, and it was just scintillating football. We talk a lot about how games can define your season or how it's a season defining game, but this game, I feel more than any other game since Fly took over, galvanized our team, right? Like I mentioned just before, we had a lot of players out. We were up against it. We were down by five goals and we found a way to win. Yes, we've done this before. We've found ways to win before, but this was one of the biggest deficits going into the fourth quarter that we've ever had. And we found a way to win against a very good Essendon side. And, you know, Essendon, for the most part, they were restricting us. We weren't playing that corridor 40. We weren't taking the game on like we usually do. We're sort of playing wide. We're stopping and starting. That doesn't happen. We don't do that. Essendon were getting their numbers down back really well. We're stopping. We're propping. We're slowing the game down, which is not what we do. We don't have that run and carry. We're not playing that Russian roulette football. And then at three-quarter time, Craig McRae must have just said to him, look, guys, let's just play the way we want to play, and let's not die thinking, what if we, you know, what if we started running? What if we did this? And Jordan Ngoi came out and said that, like I said, backs to the wall, we had nothing to lose. Let's go out and try and win this game. Billy Frampton, who just played out of his skin, the best game of his career, definitely the best game he's played for Collingwood, kicks his first goal for the Pies after just, you know, Sam Draffin and Phillips, they were winning hitouts and stuff like that, but we won clearances. Billy Frampton, who I thought was just going to get monstered, he stood up and he stood his ground, and he is probably one of the recruits of the year, especially for Collingwood as well. I know Tom Mitchell, Bobby Hill, etc., etc., but he is just doing a role that he hasn't done. He doesn't play ruck. You know, he played it a little bit previously, but he doesn't. That's not what he was built for in our team anyway. And he has just taken it on and taken the game by the scruff of his neck. So I'm just going to applaud him. Trey Rusko did well in Murphy's absence. 7 intercept possessions, which is the third highest on the ground. Will Kelly in the last quarter performed really, really well. Markov even did good. Like, I could go down the list and name every single player, because every single player played their role so well. Will Hoskin-Elliott, Darcy Moore had like 11 intercept possessions or something, the most on the ground. He's taking marks everywhere. Then you've got Jack Ginnivan kicking too. Nick Dacos. Like, what is there to say about him? Won the Anzac Day medal, 40-something disposals, 2 goals when we needed him. Wasn't just 2 goals at the start of the game. It was 2 goals when we needed him. One to kind of peg the lead back, and then one to kick us into the lead. Like, he is just phenomenal. He's a freak. There's no more adjectives or verbs, whatever the bloody describing word is, I can't think right now, to explain what this player means to us and what he will mean to us for such a very, very long time. He's probably already one of the best in the competition, if not the best in the competition. But look, it's just... When it ended, when the siren ended, and the song was going through, I was on the second level. I was right on the railings, and if you saw my Instagram photo, you could probably tell. But I was crying. Like, it's unbelievable what Fly has built. I've never seen a Collingwood side do this. Yes, we saw it last year, but this was something else. This was incredible. This was something that 17 other clubs wished they could do. And what 17 other clubs, I tell you right now, what they aspire to be. Yes, St Kilda's first on the ladder, but they still aspire to be like us. Carlton still aspire to be like us. Essendon, GWS, Gold Coast, or maybe not Geelong because they won the premiership last year, but they still would be aspects that they aspire to be like us. Like, I'm telling you, that's not me being biased and saying how good is our team. That's me saying that our administration, our coaching panel, our coaching staff, the team, this philosophy of next man in. Murphy's out, and I hated that Murphy was out. I love him so much, and what he brings to that defense, that courage, that warrior-like spirit. Murphy goes out, Trey Rusko comes in. Yes, he was a bit shaky at the start, and I was kind of like, oh, I don't really trust him, but he proved me wrong, and it's that next man mentality. Will Kelly has played 3 senior games before Anzac Day, is the starting sub when everyone thought it was going to be Finn McRae. He comes in and plays a role when Kruger goes out, and he's instrumental. Will Kelly is instrumental in some of those plays, some of those score involvements that get us goals. Markov, next man in. It's just, you know, Craig McRae says we're looking at taking the stairs instead of the escalators. We're taking, if there's an easy way, we're going to do it the hard way. And let me tell you, it was the bloody hard way, letting them get 5 goals up and then pegging it back. But that just, again, shows that we can run out games, right, until the final siren. You have to play minutes against us, is what Fly always says. You have to play right until the final siren. Essendon, that's happened to them 3 times in the last 2 years, where they haven't played till the final siren, and we just go on and win. And look, before anyone says it in the comments, yes, umpiring, absolutely horrid. some of those calls that weren't made horrid, some of those calls that were made were horrid. But, you know, at the end of the day, we were in that position of down by 5 goals at 3 quarter time because we just weren't playing good football, especially in that third quarter. Not taking our chances up forward. We had, I think it was like 60 inside 50s or something. It went out 27%. Scores from those 60 inside 50s or something crazy like that. I just can't believe what this team has been able to do this season. We're sitting 5-1. Our only loss coming against Brisbane Lions. We're equal first. You know, St Kilda are better than us because of percentage, but it's really, really, really exciting. Like, if you can't tell from how giddy with excitement I am right now, it's a fantastic time to be a Collingwood supporter. And I don't know what this means. We're six rounds into a 23 or something round season. Like, I don't know what this means for August, September. I don't know if it means that, you know, we'll go on and win the final or our grand final or whatever it may be. I'm just taking it week by week. And the lid is slowly coming off, but I'm taking it week by week. And this week was massive against Essendon. It was a massive effort. It was a Herculean effort. And something that every single Collingwood player, every single pass player, every single fan, every single, maybe not neutral, but every single fan, Collingwood fan, could be proud of and say, either I was there to witness this amazing, amazing game, or, you know, I watched this game and I am so proud of this team and what we're building. It is, you know, get your tickets, jump on this bandwagon, jump on this train, because we're going to be in for one hell of a ride for the rest of the season, and I'm all here for it. Also, just quickly wanted to shout out Darcy Moore. That speech, go on to my Instagram, go on Collingwood's Instagram or AFL's, I think they posted it as well. That speech, absolutely incredible. I have never been more proud of someone to lead us into this new era of Collingwood than I am of Darcy Moore. A new age person is what they sort of call him. He is everything I aspire to be as a person, everything everyone should aspire to be as a person. Well-educated, with just everything that he says. He is just next level. He is just something else. And there was no other person better placed to lead our club into the future than Darcy Moore. And I'm so proud that he's our captain. But look, leave your thoughts down below. Let me know all your thoughts about Anzac Day, your highlights, your lowlights. I'm sure there was stuff that I missed. Like I said, I can't articulate what I'm feeling right now. So leave your thoughts all down below. And I'll read them all, reply to them all. But until then, like, comment, subscribe, Tay family, Tay friends, Tay pets, and until next time, double checkers. I'll sweep you later.